The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Alexis. So you guys all know how much I am obsessed with Bravo, so I am so excited for today's episode. I am extremely honored to have the beautiful, hilarious, tequila-loving Turkish queen and the best addition to the Real Housewives franchise.
I got it.
The Real Housewives franchise in history. Let's welcome the Real Housewives of New Jersey superstar Jennifer Aydin, everybody. Woo!
Hi, everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody, keep your composure. I know it's hard. Really.
Thank you so much for coming on. I know you're super busy. You could tell everybody what's going on right now in your life.
We have my son that does bike life. He's out biking. I have my tutor here for my other kid. Justin needed to go to Barnes & Noble. And Olivia wants to make s'mores with her playdate outside.
Olivia is the funniest little girl. She's a mini you. She is so cute.
Thank you.
And I love Gabby too.
Behavior, truth be told.
I act like I know your children, like in real life. It's so creepy, actually.
Well, I know it's like funny, but people do.
I know. Well, I mean, even just being on The Bachelor, people would come up to me and be like, I love your mom. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You
just gotta like remember for a minute. And yeah. Like, they know your whole life story and you gotta like, oh, wait, that's right. I told everybody that.
Yeah, exactly. But okay, I'm so happy you're here. You are, I don't know if you heard, but I said you're the best addition to a Real Housewives franchise history because New Jersey was getting a little, I don't know. It just wasn't. Jersey's obviously always my favorite because I'm from Jersey. But when you came on, you came in hot. And I was so excited because you were such a great addition to the show. And I'm so glad you're still here, baby.
I'm still here.
Okay. So we're going to, so on the episode, I usually do ADHD thoughts with Alexis and then the guest reactions. So I'm going to just ask you a question and you just give me a reaction because I just have random thoughts and I just want to, I need to get them out. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, so first things first, when you go to the airport and they make you pay for an overweight luggage and then they tell you to put the extra baggage on your carry-on, isn't it all going on the same plane? Like, am I wrong?
No, I'm miserable when they do that. I'm miserable. I'm miserable watching people do it. I'm miserable when I do it. And it happens to me so often that now I bring like a little carry-on in my carry-on.
No.
In case my carry-on gets too heavy.
Do you fly out of Newark or?
For the most part, Newark.
Yeah.
Unless it's
why is everybody so miserable in the airport? I feel like I'm miserable because I'm getting their energy. You know what I mean?
No, they were miserable. I flew to Orlando a couple weeks ago and the two women behind the counter were just so unbelievably rude to Bill. And
How
could somebody be rude to Bill? He was such a gentleman. I mean, we put on the suitcase and it was 51 pounds.
I hate when they do that.
She's like, you have to take out 1 pound. So he took that suitcase off, told Justin to take something out, and he was putting the next suitcase on. Meanwhile, she was shooing us away so that she could take the next customer. And Bill was like, I have a lot of luggage here. Like, you don't have to shoo us away. She's shooing.
Yeah.
And then like, we didn't put Gabby's. So we're TSA pre-check.
Yeah.
And once you hit 13, you have to have your own number. And otherwise, your children can't come with you.
Oh, really?
So Gabby, we forgot to put her TSA number. She's 13 on her ticket. And we wanted her to come through security with us. So Bill, extremely polite.
The nicest.
Like, miss, could you please tell me how I can get her TSA? She cuts us off. She's still shooing us, by the way. Shoo. No, go. Move. At the gate. You do it at the gate. You do it at the gate. And he's like, ma'am, I can't do it at the gate because I need her to come through with us to the gate.
Yeah.
And I just assumed that she didn't understand what he was saying. And there was a line in front of us. And you know how hectic it is.
Yeah, no, of course.
And I have five children. So I went to the woman that was next to her behind the counter, hoping that she would be of help. Meanwhile, she's watching everything. And I think she got pissed off that we were getting frustrated with her friend. So I turned to the lady and I said, excuse me, ma'am, I'm so sorry to bother you. But she goes, do exactly what she said.
Yeah.
They're like, but she just told me to go to the gate. She's like, well, then that's what you have to do. And I said, yeah, but that doesn't make sense because then my daughter can't come through with us.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I said, it's for the pre-check. She's like, oh, well, you didn't say that. You said known traveler number. I said, a known traveler number and a TSA pre-check number are the same thing. I got so fucking annoyed at these people. Like, I don't care. I tweeted them. They were just so fucking rude. Rude to my husband. So rude to us. And it's like, why do you have to be so nasty?
I know, but they always are. There's everybody I feel like that works in the airport is so miserable. And I just kill them with kindness because at the end of the day, they're the ones that are miserable. But don't be rude to me. Like, we're just trying to go on vacation. We're just trying to check our bags. Like, and it's 1 pound. You really can't just like let it slide.
Listen, I get it. They got to do their job, but they don't have to be so hostile.
Yes.
Like, why are you being so rude?
But new.
In fact, I was super nice to the second lady because I was like salty that this one was treating us nasty. And I was like, let me be super nice. So
yeah.
This one won't be me.
Neither one worked.
But she was defending her friend and she couldn't care less about us. And it was just like, it just put a damper on the beginning of my. And I was like to Bill, I'm like, I can't stand it when people are rude to you. He's like, it's okay, baby. It's okay.
My boyfriend
like,
is the same way.
Nobody would stand it if somebody was mean to Bill in front of them. I don't think anybody would.
No, I think I would attack the woman if somebody was mean
it's
to
like
Bill
so mean.
Because he's the sweetest. Okay.
Yeah.
Next. Okay. But literally, all I want is a private jet. Like after I just went to Cabo and dealing with the airport, I need a private jet because I feel so
I've never flown private.
Me neither.
No, I've never flown.
But that is my goal for my life because I am over just airports in general and I sound so like conceited or like at least I'm like able to afford to travel, but like at the same time I don't want to deal with fucking rude ass people. I'm over it. And having to pay $8,000 in my bag is 1 pound overweight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. next ADHD thought. Secondhand embarrassment. I don't understand it. Like when I see for example, I just saw a girl in Cabo. She was wasted and I felt like embarrassed for myself. But like I'm not the one that's wasted. So why did I feel embarrassed? Or when somebody falls. Like,
oh,
I get
absolutely.
Embarrassed, but why?
So embarrassed.
Yeah, but it's not us falling. You know what I mean? So why do we get embarrassed?
I mean, I think that
you get it?
But I just think that, like, people who are innately good.
Maybe
like,
we just feel bad.
Heart, they feel compassion.
Yes.
Right? So when you see someone fall, you're like, oh no, are you okay? Oh, no, I hope people didn't see that for you. So I think that if you're genuinely a good-hearted person, that you're supposed to feel embarrassed for them.
Okay, good. Yeah,
it's
no,
better than laughing at them.
No, I know. I don't laugh.
Imagine you're like, look at that one.
Well, if I know the person, I laugh. But if I don't know the person, I'm like, ooh, no, girl.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that just says we're compassionate people.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better. Because I was acting crazy this morning. So at least I feel like – at least you let me know that I'm a compassionate person.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. So do you want to play a game?
Let's go.
Okay. So we're going to play a game called Rapid 10 with Jersey Jen. So I'm going to ask you 10 questions. It doesn't have to be rapid fire, but just do as you please, Miss.
Got it.
Do as you please, Turkish queen. Does that rhyme? I don't know, but whatever.
Do as you please, Turkish queen.
Kevin, my producer goes, no. Okay, anyways.
How about you
it's
go,
almost
do
a slant
what you
rhyme.
Mean, Turkish queen.
Yeah, what you said. I don't know what you said, but yeah. Okay, if you had to be on a deserted island with any other housewife from your franchise, who would you bring to survive?
Teresa.
I thought so too. So I feel like she would like stab a fish.
She's a survivor.
She's a survivor.
She'll cut a bitch.
She will cut a bitch and she'll cut a fish. Yeah. And that's what you need. Okay. Yeah. Who would be the housewife you wouldn't bring to survive?
Jackie. I just don't think she would be able to do anything woodsy.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like the woodsy type.
She doesn't look, I mean, I hope I never get on a deserted island, but yes, I would definitely bring Teresa as well because I feel like she would be a survivor. She is a survivor.
She's a survivor. Yeah.
Okay. If you had to switch wardrobes with any other housewife, who would it be?
My franchise or?
I mean.
Any franchise.
Yours or anybody's?
Dorit.
Oh, yes. Dorit has the best style. Okay. What about Jersey?
It's on fire. On Jersey, I would trade with Teresa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a bad bitch. Mm-hmm. And I loved her outfit when she went on the date with her new boyfriend.
No, she looked so good.
I know. I was like,
I want to steal those patent leggings. I'm a leggings girl.
I know, but her ass looks so. Your body looks insane, by the way.
Thank you.
It looks amazing. I need to go. I'm drinking tequila, but I'm going to the gym after this because I went from Jersey. I ate mad pizza, so many bagels, and then I went straight to Cabo. And yeah, so I need
Sounds
to get
like
back
Jersey.
On. Had to get back on track. Okay, if you had to double date with one other couple from your franchise and another franchise, who would it be?
With mine, it would be Teresa and Louis. They are the best.
Louis's good.
And Louis so good.
Okay, good.
So good. Such a gentleman. So kind. So gracious. So outgoing. Personable. Like really, like looks you in the eye, shakes your hand, pays attention.
Very present.
Like, right. And then another franchise. I feel like Kyle and Maurizio would be fun.
Yes, that's a good one. You know? I think that would be mine would be the same. I mean, I haven't met obviously Teresa's boyfriend, but he came across really good on the last night's episode. So I was like very impressed. I mean, mine would be you and Bill because I just love you and I love Bill. So, and Bill would probably pay. So just kidding.
He would. He would pay for everybody.
Okay. No, but Maurizio and Kyle, and Maurizio is definitely paying
too.
Like, so.
I think like Maurizio, like maybe he'll smoke a little doobie.
Yeah. You know? Oh, the
Kyle will do some splits. I can have my tequila. I feel like, you know.
Yeah. Maurizio, when he's stoned, Teresa
could have her tequila and pineapple.
Yeah.
And it's a party.
It is. That's a great.
It's a party.
Kyle and Maurizio and one of my friends works for his real estate company, and she said that they are awesome. Like, Maurizio's the biggest stoner, and he's so funny. And I'm like, I need to hang out with them for a day, and I just need to see Kyle do a split because – I can't.
Exactly.
that's my goal in life.
Oh, it's like, yeah. Iconic housewives. Yeah.
Okay. This one, are you ready? Because you have to do an impersonation. So, do impersonation, your best impersonation. Can I talk? Impersonation of anybody from your season, another, and any other franchise.
Let's see. What do I got here?
Because you're pretty good.
I know, but
who did you do on your season? And I was dying. I think you did one.
There's one. I have one. I am paying attention. Obviously, there has to be something else. You were stripping, prostitution whore, engaged 19 times. You stupid fucking bitch.
Teresa Giudice. Amazing. Amazing.
Scene.
Yeah, it was iconic. Iconic.
And I wanted to do something that I'm not going to get in trouble for.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's perfect. Can you do Jackie or no?
Yeah, Jackie is like, what was she saying? It's funny. Like, we were filming her party part two, and her and I were getting along actually really great. And she put her arm around me and she was like, I love Jennifer. Me and Jennifer are going to be great friends. And I was like so pissed they cut that out.
Wait, no, that was really good. That's exactly how she sounded. Yeah, and I feel like you guys have been. I love Jennifer. No, you guys.
we have like our rocky moments.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, you know, now that reunion is squashed, we could start over fresh.
Yeah.
But that's, I can only attest to myself. I don't know how she feels, but hopefully we could keep it moving.
Yeah, I love your attitude because you just you tell them how it is and then you want to move on. Like you don't hold grudges, which is a very good quality, especially on a show where you have to film with the same people. So I don't think it's fair to hold grudges because you're going to see each other again, you know? It's just move on and have fun.
You can't hold a grudge if you're on this show.
Exactly. So tell your friends that. No, I'm kidding. Okay, if you had to be on any other franchise, what would it be? Which franchise would you be on?
Oh, Beverly Hills.
Same. Okay. Dorit, I can't. Coming through with the looks. I'm so excited.
I love her. I love them all. It's a good cast.
It is. And now Kathy Hilton's on, so it's going to be crazy.
I can't wait for that.
Okay.
So excited about that.
I know. Something people would be surprised to know about you.
I'm a lefty.
Ooh,
that's one thing. And for the most part, I do my own hair and makeup.
Real for your ITNs, like
not for my confessional. Yeah, but there's a lot of things that I film that I do all my own hair and makeup.
See, so when I was
very hair and makeup savvy.
Oh, good. See, when I was on The Bachelor, there's no hair and makeup for rose ceremony. So I made best friends with the girl that knows how to do hair and makeup. So she did my hair and makeup every single a rose ceremony.
That's how you school it. That's how
I know.
You school it.
And then we had food and stuff, but we had to cook and I can't cook for shit. So I made best friends with her because I mean, I love her now, but on the show it was the survival of the fittest. So I needed my hair and makeup done and she cooked every single day. And so I would be ugly and starving if it wasn't for her. So I was very grateful to make friends with her.
That's awesome. That means you know how to get your hustle on.
Yeah, but then I got dumb, so it's all good. Okay, what's your favorite memory from filming?
Our trip to Jamaica. That was my favorite memory because it was my first time that I went on a tropical trip with the girls.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because my first season, it was Oklahoma.
Oh, my God.
That didn't go over too well.
We're going to Oklahoma. No offense to anybody from Oklahoma. No, but we were going to Wisconsin for our first trip on The Bachelor. We had to be like, we had to refilm
Yeah,
it.
Nothing against Oklahoma. I love all Oklahomians.
No, yeah, we so love Oklahoma. We love again. Wisconsin. Don't you worry. But on our season, Nick Vile, who is The Bachelor, is from Wisconsin. So we had our first trip was like Chris Harrison came in. He's like, we're going to Wisconsin. And we're all like, it was like crickets.
Yay!
And
I
was
like,
we had to refilm it 10 times because nobody was acting excited. And we were like,
that's
yeah.
So funny.
But we actually had the most fun in Wisconsin. So shout out to Wisconsin. You the best. Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Wisconsin.
And shout out to Oklahoma. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Least favorite memory from filming. And it can't be Oklahoma.
Oh, gosh. It wasn't Oklahoma. No, it was when Bill carried me out from Teresa's party. And I just saw like how pale the back of my thighs were. And I was just so pissed off that I didn't take notes from my fellow Jersey girls and get a spray tan.
No, I thought that was amazing. Did he really throw up in his Ferrari? Or was it a Ferrari?
On the seatbelts. Only on the seatbelts.
Okay. Then
I was able to get it out twice. And then I did it once on the seatbelts and then once when we got home. And then until 2:30 in the morning. So I think I had alcohol poisoning, truth be told. Yeah. I really do.
No, but you were going through a lot. And that's what I think a lot of people don't understand about you. Like you can dish it, but you are a very generous person. And I completely understand where you're coming from with your parents because my parents are divorced. And I mean, your parents aren't divorced, but the situation is similar to what I had to go through. So I relate and it's hard.
It's very common. I've been talking to a lot of people and it's very common. You don't hear this type of story too often. So.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you shared that on the show because it is very relatable and it's something. And like when you did get drunk at the pool party, that's exactly how I deal with things. So
you know what? It was a party. You know, hence the term is in the title. We need to
partay. And it was the best part of the episode. So I was
it was like a random typical night at home after cooking dinner.
And
it's
your
like
body looked amazing.
With my friends.
Your body looks amazing. And I loved how Olivia helps you pick out your outfits.
She loves to pick out my outfits and my shoes.
Yeah.
She takes some of my shoes as well.
My grandma just commented on my picture. And she goes, love your outfit. Hate the shoes. I said, okay, thanks, grandma. Let's see you fucking wear heels. Okay. What to expect from the reunion? I don't know if you can answer this, but a little.
No, the reunion was bananas. It was crazy. It was, I mean, there a lot of screaming and fighting. There were some laughter, tears, but ultimately I think the fans are going to be really happy with it. I mean, I'm kind of bummed that it's only two parts.
Bravo has been doing that lately. Yeah, Bravo has been doing only two reunions lately.
But yeah, we had a short season, so
how long is the reunion filmed? Is it an all-day thing?
All day. It's an all-day thing. We're there sometimes like 8 hours, 9 hours.
Do
we start at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Can you drink?
Yeah. No, it's intense.
Oh my god! Because I'm going to be on Dallas Housewives, and like I don't know if I can be. I don't know if I'm prepared for the reunion. So, like, because I heard those are the longest.
You're
going
to be on Dallas Housewives?
In my mind.
Oh.
I mean, I have.
Yay, a fellow alumni.
No. I mean, it's going to happen, but I just maybe need to get married first and hit 30. So, I'm just waiting for, and maybe get engaged. So, that's like the struggle. But no, yeah, I'm like, it's going to happen. So I will be an alumni with you, but I'm just like nervous for the reunions because I'm talking like as if I'm like, I'm on the show and I'm picked already, but
manifested, honey.
Oh,
manifested.
I'm telling everybody and everybody's like, oh my God, really? I'm like, no, but I mean, yeah, but it's going to just take a couple of times. I'm like, Tyler, can you just propose to me? It's not even because I love you. It's just because I want to be on Real Housewives. So, just kidding. That's I love funny. Them, but I, you know, okay. So reunion is going to be spicy.
Very spicy.
I'm excited. Very okay. Spicy. Last question before you go. Since you're on the Girls Night podcast, I always ask the guests, what is your wildest girls night you've ever had?
I don't know if it was wild, but like my outfit was wild. It was me and my girlfriend went to this club in the city and it was dominatrix night.
Ooh.
And like we didn't know like the first thing about where to go for dominatrix clothes. So we went on 8th Street in Manhattan back in the day where they had like Patricia Fields. I don't know if you know Patricia Fields. She was the in charge of the costume design for Sex and the City. She's a very iconic woman. And you'd go to 8th Street where all the drag queens back in the day used to dress. And yeah, me and my girlfriends got like vinyl halter tops with vinyl mini skirts and like dog collars. And we put like
Jennifer.
A leash on top of each other. And my one girlfriend, and it was three of us. My one girlfriend was the mistress and us two were the submissive. And we weren't like allowed to talk all night. And there was this club called the Sound Factory in the city where the line was around the block. But
you got right
walk
in.
Up to the front, like you own this shit. And the girl that was at the door, her name was Paris. She was actually transgender. Took one look at us, like opened the velvet ropes. And my girlfriend just kind of like walked us in like her dogs. Okay, and we had the best night ever dancing on speakers all night with glow sticks.
But were you allowed to speak after you got in? Or
didn't speak at all. No, that was like the fun of it. That was the fun of it. We didn't speak unless we had permission from our mistress.
That is amazing. I want Tyler to do that to me. Actually, I think fun. He would love that because I talk way too much and he probably would love that.
So you need to be his submissive.
Yeah, but I just don't like to be on a leash. But I think
we made it loose. We made it loose. We took some like hot pictures. Not that I can find any of them now because nothing's digital anymore.
Well, the one picture of you back in the day when you were I think you were living in Turkey.
Oh yeah, that was New Year's.
You looked hot, girl.
We were at Roseland, going to Roseland New Year's Eve, and I had a white boa.
Yes.
And I had white boots. And you know what? Like, it's really cold New Year's and the coat check line was too long. And plus I didn't have $2 to pay for it. So I'd bring a cheap ass pleather jacket and I'd stick it in a corner somewhere. And I'd be like, you know what? If you're here at the end of the night, you're here. And that was how I would do my coat check.
Me too. I would, when I would go out in the city, it was so cold and I would just put my jacket behind a garbage
stick
can.
Stick it in a plant.
Yeah. And then
it'll still be there at the end of the night.
Yeah. Mine was never, but they were like Forever 21 jackets. So I was like, what? I mean,
oh, me too. Yeah. Mine was a place called G&G back in the day.
Oh, I had a question to ask. You and Bill, were arranged?
No, we come from the same culture. So when you date within our culture, you date as in for marriage. Yeah. So I went to his brother's wedding and then he asked my brother out to bring me with him. And then that night that we kind of like connected and clicked,
yeah,
we kind of made arrangements to hang out. And after we hung out, like one date, two date, after two dates, he just told me I was going to be his wife, because you can't date a girl in my culture without serious intentions, because you could risk shaming the girl and her family name.
Yeah.
So he knew that he couldn't really take me out unless he had serious intentions, which is why him and I spoke on the phone for almost 2 months before he ever asked me on our first date. So I knew he was asking me out like for serious intentions.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was arranged, but my mom did try to set me up with other guys before him.
Yeah.
It just happened to be that when I met him and I knew that he was from my community and my culture, like, I was like, oh my God, my yeah. mom wants me to marry someone from our people. That guy is hot.
I'm going to take a shot for Bill. Tell him, because Bill is so amazing. You're amazing. I love Bill. I think his tagline was the best out of the.
Thank you.
He was
here. Actually, he just walked in.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill. They're saying hi. You're on AirPods. Said howdy. You hear? Say it louder, babe.
Howdy, Bill.
Yes. Howdy, Bill.
Howdy, Bill. Well, tell him that I love him. Tell Olivia that I love him. And then if you want to, thank you so much for coming on. I know you're busy. You have 5 children.
I'm going to just run out. I hear them footsteps. Yeah, I know. Anyway,
if you want to just plug in anything that you have going on.
And... Oh, my God. I have my beauty pillow, which I have a beauty pillow that I'm going to be on Entertainment Tonight on Wednesday. They're going to talk about my beauty pillow.
Okay, yes.
This is a beauty pillow. It's a beauty pillow. You could go to my Instagram shop, Jennifer Aiden, or my website is supposed to be launched on May 19th.
Amazing.
So stand by. This is basically, so like when you get your lashes done or when you get your lips done or even filler, you know how filler's not supposed to move? I don't know if you get it in your jawline to create that like chiseled look.
No, I was born with a slice. I could slice a bitch in my jawline, but it's natural.
You're so lucky. But as other girls that have to pay for our slice chiseled look, we sleep on a beauty pillow so that your face never touches the pillow.
Well, either sometimes I like to sleep with my makeup on. I know that's really bad.
So,
but
No. So that you can make it last for another day.
Yeah. So yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, honey.
I got
so you
it.
Do it like this. So your face, even if you sleep on your side, your face never touches the pillow.
Amazing.
And it makes my lashes last so much longer. They don't get like crinkled or kinked up at the end.
Yeah, no,
this is called the LLB. It's the Ultimate Beauty Pillow, and it stands for Lips, Lashes, and Brows.
Ooh, I like it.
I'll send you one.
Yes.
I'm going to send me your address. I'll send you one. It's so comfortable.
Oh my God. Yes.
Honestly, I can't sleep without it.
No, because I get my makeup done and then I love it so much that I want to wear it for like a week. So
hell yeah, you do.
So I just, I'm like, Tyler, don't touch me. I need to sleep like this. But now I got the pillow.
Right.
That's amazing. Okay. Give everybody your Instagram to follow you. And thank you so much.
Just, my Instagram is just Jennifer Aiden, AYDIN. And then my beauty pillow is, I think, what is it? Let me just see that for a second.
Don't worry.
I don't want to mess up.
I even forgot how to, I didn't spell my boyfriend's name.
Jennifer Aiden.
Shop Jennifer Aiden. You're the best. I'm so excited for the reunion.
Thank you, Alexis.
You are amazing.
This is cool. We got to get together when you're in town.
I know.
Based out of?
I'm in Dallas, but I'm from Secaucus.
Housewives of Dallas.
Here I come. I don't know if they're ready.
You never know.
No, it's going to happen. Manifestation is everything,
that's right.
Jennifer.
That's right. I mean, it happened for me. I manifested it.
Really?
I was like barefoot and pregnant in Michigan with 3 kids. And I was like, people get paid to do that? I could do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. No, that's amazing. Thank you so much. You were so funny. I'm so excited for the reunion. Does Bill make an appearance?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Thank God. Okay.
Bill's a team player. He was awesome this season. He's a fan favorite more than me, which that actually makes me happy.
No, I know.
That makes me so happy.
I feel like when I'm on, everybody's going to love Tyler more than me and be like, who's your psycho wife? And I'm going to be like,
that's okay.
I own it. I'm psycho.
I'm
fun.
I own it too. Yes.
But
Strange city right here.
Yeah. But I don't know if I could, Jersey girl in Dallas. I don't know, man.
Listen, I think that might make it for good TV.
No, I think so too. I think they need me. I think they need me. Okay. Love you. Thank you so much.
Thank
you're the
you
best.
Guys. Thank you, Alexis. I'll talk to you soon.
Also, send me your address. Bye. Send me the beauty pillow now.
Oh, I'm going to send you a pillow. Yeah, I'm going to get your email, have my assistant get your address, and then I'll send you one.
And take your kids to Barnes & Noble's.
That's right. I got to do that.
All right. Okay, love you. Bye. Bye.